It's Monifa. This one's called Touch It on Rise FM Mid-Mornings. Thank you very much for choosing us. It's All Things Money Matters. We speak about money cleansing. Do you believe in cleansing yourself, even cleansing your money, or doing things to, you know, make sure that money stays coming in, that you never run out of money? Let us know. Let's have the conversation on 072-885-7702. We're joined by Pan-African or spiritualist Usihle Shabalala as we delve deeper into this conversation. Don't forget to let us in on some of your money cleansing tips on 072-885-7702. We might just try it, right, Miss B? You never know. Mhlambi imali ngosi yami uma siyibambe iyaphonyuka sithi sifuna ihlale sitshileni ukuthi nini nenda njani on our WhatsApp line. We're joined by Usihle Shabalala today as we speak about money cleansing and how money is energy. Sihle, welcome to Rise FM.
Thank you, Clang, for having me this morning, and good morning to your listeners.
Money is energy. Should we be cleansing to make sure that money stays coming into our lives and doesn't run out?
Well, our state of being is very important in terms of how we interact with life, particularly with money. You'll remember that spirituality is the core essence of what a human being is. A human being is considered to be soul, body, and spirit. Mm-hmm. And at times, the things that are happening in the spiritual realm influence impeccably on what happens on the physical. So it's always important to take care of the spiritual person as you do of your material life. So I think it's very critical for us to cleanse ourselves and make sure that we are pure in as much as the things that we possess are in the similar state.
You know, Sihle, it's a very important conversation that we're having today. There's so many people that you hear saying, "Hey, mina ngiyahola, but imali yami angiyiboni ukuthi iya kuphi. Imali yami iyaphela, man. And uma seyiphelile ngiyadibuta ukuthi, what did I do with my money?" I mean, I'm sure you've heard stories of somebody saying, you know, mina ngihola 8,000 rand, somebody else uhola 5,000. They were able to build a house. I cannot even build a house because imali yami angiyiboni ukuthi yendani.
It's quite true. It's quite true that many people suffer owes issue imali, imali yafika ihambe, and simply because altars, money is used to build altars. So any imali ibekwa ealtarini, and lelo altari kukhulunywa izinto ngawe, you know. So it is quite important ukuthi umuntu abe an element esevisa spirituality, as I've said, because there are several altars upon which people are speaking things about you, and especially about your finances. Because as you say, we use money to advance our lives. We use money to take care of ourselves in health-wise, physically, and so it is one of the elements that people will hold you with. It is the absence or the inability of using money. So I'm an altar manini. Lapho amagama abantu akhunywa khona ukuthi lona noma ngayithola imali noma ngathola ama opportunities, but this person shouldn't be able to be sane enough to use this money to advance themselves. And therefore it is important to be engaged consistently in spiritual ritualism of your preference, because we have different types in Africa, to ensure that you can be able to use money in a very sensible and sober state.
See, lungisa njani ke Sihle a problem like this, you know, because I think also another thing is it might take time for a person to realize that my money's running out, man. You know, I'm not really doing anything productive with my money. There's nothing that I can show and say, this is what I've done with my salary at the end of the month. It takes a bit of time for some people to realize that. So what are the steps that a person has to take when they now realize that something isn't right? Because then like you said, it becomes a very spiritual thing. Who do I go to? Where do I start?
I think the biggest key, you cannot help someone who has not realized that they have a problem. I think it takes an individual to have that awakening, which, you know, man, I think there's a problem with me. And until one has that awakening personally and says, okay, I have a problem, then they can then seek out help. So I think the problem has to be exacerbated to a sense that the person can say, no, man, I've got a problem and I need help. And as I said, as African people, we've got different alternatives. people you can go to for prayer. They use different mediums. They can use water, they can use salt, and they can use some other herbs that are found within nature, because labo bantu bayathandazela. So you can consult those type of people or pastors. If you may, we can put them in the same regard. But also, kunenyanga, there are also people who can see into the spirit and tell you, no man, perhaps when before you were born, this is what happened, and yeah. So this is what you must do. Perhaps appease who, but also kunezangoma, people who then not only see, but they also have some intermediaries, bagupi miti, bagchewit, okay, that's how you can cleanse yourself. So those are just few people that you can consult in the community to ensure that you have a healthy spiritual state.
No, absolutely, absolutely. I think we also see these things on social media, right, Sihle, especially on TikTok, where you see somebody saying, oh, if you mix cinnamon with this and this and, you know, blow it in your home at the you know, at first of the month, then you'll see money coming into your home and it will stay. How do I know what's real, especially with today's day and age where there's social media and we're seeing so many people coming up with all these tips on how to keep money, make sure it's staying into your home and it doesn't run out?
It's critical to really engage into the validity of these things. Of course, There are various plants, natural plants. You are correct in mentioning cinnamon. There are other different plants. You see, if you go to restaurants, other people hold that if you plant this plant, it brings luck, it attracts people. Mm-hmm. So there are those elements in our cultural orientation, but it's not everything that everyone says that you must hear. Also, there's this tendency. Other people use their money to give you physical money so that they can steal your luck. So people ought to be careful in terms of who they interact with, who they give money, and how they get money, because abanye abantu basebenzisa yabo imali to bring bad luck to you. So we must not be negligent accepting money from strangers, because our social culture is so open. Sometimes we go to clubs, we go to funerals, we go to many places where there are people. We must really be careful with what we eat, where we eat, whose money are we taking, whose clothes are we wearing. We have become so negligent, and that thing opens the door for us to then have a sense of negative spirits that can harm us. I think we need to go back to being cautious. You must not just be careless, because now your carelessness, that carelessness about yourself, where you sit, where you stand, where you sleep, it also opens room for you to invite bad spirits into your life.
I think that's another thing that you've just touched that's very, very important. The energies that we keep around us. So often you've heard people saying, you know, ungaboniketa muntu imali cash, ungamniketi ngesandla, because you don't know what they might do ngale mali yakho. Suddenly imali ayisangena endlini after you've given somebody a cash. Let's talk about that carelessness. I mean, you've even heard people saying, you know, these men that you get at clubs, if they just splurge on you and they're buying you all these drinks, you don't even know where the money comes from. Things like that are dangerous because somebody could be taking your luck.
I think that's very critical. You know, Kotlang, there are some things that we call superstitious because we didn't understand why abantu abadala, for instance, would say, ungahlali estradini, because kudlula abantu abantu bahamba ngenyawo zabo and inyawo zabo zithwele izinto eziningi, you know. Ma ufika emngcwabeni ubogeza izandla musuhamba. Those things, those little things, uthi ungathwali isigcoko endlini, those things were not really created as restrictive things, but bekwenzela ukuthi you must package your life in a manner that is reservedly, because you are interacting with people who are carrying different things, you understand? So I think we have become too complacent in terms of where we eat, what we eat. You know, in other instances, it's not because abantu abadala wanted us to live a life that is restricted, but they were creating these cautions so that we do not open room for people to take advantage of us. I've also heard them quite frequently that in these other African countries, women are taken and they are slept with because they want to steal their luck. There is a known tradition for other people. When someone, say, for instance, comes from these rituals, money rituals, they will not sleep with their wives, but they will go find young people upon which they will cleanse themselves with. So I think we need to really be careful as to how we conduct ourselves sexually, how we conduct ourselves morally, because people are out there trying to advance themselves through you.
And I think then, you know, having the third eye, which is what people say, would be very, very important, Sihle, to know that this person is not here for the right intentions. It's by taking me because they want to cleanse themselves, ngami, because they did something to gain some money.
That is very important. That is very important. But Anita, people are out there trying to have fun and the compromise of what? So that is why we need to go back to a place where we re-inculcate morality, we re-inculcate the sense of importance in maintaining a circle that you know, okay, this one is my friend, I've been with him, this is my family, because not everyone has good intentions. And at times, not all of us are going to be spiritual. Yes, there is a sixth sense. We all have that thing to say, where I am, I don't feel safe, I don't feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And we need to build that intuition to say, no, I think in this place that I'm in, I don't feel comfortable. And if you do not pay attention to that sense, you end up exposing yourself. So I think part of the things, on a normal level, every person has to keep a very small circle in terms of who they trust, who they interact with. But on a greater sense, we all have this element in us that speaks to us to say, no, where I am, I don't think I should be. We should listen to those voices because sometimes they will spare us from great harm.
No, absolutely. Sihle, I think let's park it here for today. But thank you so much for coming onto the show. A very, very important conversation that we had today, because we all want money. We all want our money to stay into our lives. And, you know, we want it to stay coming as well. And you want to do something important with your life, with your money. You don't just want to splurge it and grow old one day and say, no, but what did I do with my money? So thank you very much for coming onto the show.
Thank you so much for having me, and it was really, really nice hearing your voice once more.
Oh, thank you so much. It's really, really great to be back.
As a responsible broadcast citizen, Ross FM is committed to programming that is entertaining and uplifting, news that is accurate, and comment that is fair. We avoid anything that could be harmful to children, amount to hate speech, or contain gratuitous violence or explicit sex. To underline this commitment, we are signatories to the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa's Code of Conduct. If you believe we are not adhering to that code, you can inform the BCCSA. Simply visit bccsa.co.za for more information about how to lodge your complaint. Ross FM, Mpumalanga, Azishe.
Let's take some of your comments. Jumbo Reloaded says, money attracts money. When you pray, you must pray with money in your hands. Don't let your pockets get dry. Always keep a minimum of 50 rand in your pocket or wallet, from Jumbo. I like that. I've actually never done that before. Pray with money in your hands. I'm going to try it tonight. I really like it. Umusa Lukele says, please guys, komentani imali iyaphunyuka or ngithathe lendvo vele. Ngosiyami bathi ungayithatha kuyaphileka, ayinabungozi. I don't know. Angasho ukuthi uyithathe, nedi ngive bathi uyithathe wena Musa. But you know what, I think like Usihle said, there's so many different ways to do a money cleanse, whatever it is that you believe in. If you believe in praying, if you believe in consulting, if you believe in whatever it is, do that, because maybe it will help. Lindelwa Malindi says, personally, I do not believe in such. And Feel Good Friday says, accepting money also invites bad spirits into our lives. So should we not take money at all? Not me though. You guys can always send me money. I don't take money. I've never done that. I don't like it. But if you want to send me money, I can always send you my bank account. Always. This Ross FM.